Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English.
Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I have another solo episode for you. And I want to talk about something that I've been listening to people talking about more and more recently, partly because of the kind of people that I'm working with. But I think, especially for those who are listening to this at the time the podcast is being recorded in September 2024, then September is really a time for new beginnings, whether you have children or not. I think most of us whose school year started in September, like mine did in the UK, then it feels really like going back to school, starting something new. I guess for me, there's the additional fact that my birthday is in September, so my new year starts for me in September, because that's when my birthday is, and it's like a new year for me. So this whole idea of September is about new beginnings and starting new things, maybe a bit more so than January is in some ways. Because in the middle of winter, nobody really feels like starting anything new. It's like the worst time to be talking about that. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. But I am talking about the things that can stop us from doing the things that we really want to do. Because if we can identify those, then it's a lot easier for us to do something about it. Because if you know what the problem is, it's easier to start looking for solutions. And there may be different aspects to it as well. But I started thinking about this, so I put the poll up on LinkedIn, and it's not finished yet, but I'll be interested to see what people will say about that. And the question was, you know, when some people just get an idea and get on with it straight away, but other people, it takes longer, or you have more questions, or you never quite get around to it. So what are the things that stop us from doing the things that we really want to do? And I think a lot of that, as somebody who works supporting people with their language training and language learning, a lot of the time people don't just say, oh, I want to improve my English. That the people that I work with are mainly business owners or freelancers who have a goal in mind. They want to improve their English because it means that then they can have better meetings with potential clients, or that they can create more content in English that really sounds like them, or they can attend conferences and maybe speak on a subject that they're passionate about, and they haven't been doing that before. So they have a goal, something they want to do. But sometimes things get in the way of that. And that's what I'm talking about today. So seven things that can stop us when we want to do something new. So the first one is like overwhelm. There's so much going on in our head, so many different ideas, not knowing where to start, not having a plan. And the more you can go round and round in all these details, that makes it hard sometimes to start. Okay, where do I start? I have to start with something. And then if it's hard to identify what that one thing is, that one step that will get us a little bit closer, then nothing ever happens. So that can be like the first obstacle on the road to getting things done, not knowing where to start and just having so much going on in your head. And sometimes it helps to talk it through with somebody, because they might help you to figure out what needs to be done first. Sometimes it just is enough to make a list, to start writing, to see all the things and then to try and prioritize them. But to get all the ideas out into words can help, or to talk with somebody. Because otherwise, if you have no plan, it's hard to take that first step. The second thing is no time. And I think this concept of time is really interesting, because sometimes we really do have no time. And then it's not the best time to start something new, something different, if we don't have any time at all. If we have other commitments that are taking up all of our time, then maybe it's not the best time to start something new, because we really have no time. But I think sometimes we, use this too easily and too quickly, where, oh, I didn't have time, which really means I didn't want to, maybe. I can think of times when I've said I didn't have time to do something because it was nowhere near the top of my priority list and I didn't want to do it. So sometimes it can mean that we don't want to. Sometimes it can mean we don't have enough time to do all the things that we want to do, but we can have time to do the first one. And going back to the other point about having a list of things that would get us closer to the goal, if we had time for a couple of them a week, sure, we don't have time to do everything. But if you can break the task down into smaller chunks, you might have time to do each chunk rather than thinking about the whole thing as one big task. If it's broken down into smaller tasks, it's easier then to find the time to do them. Sometimes it's about boundaries and not having time because there are people or situations who can take over our time too easily, who can fill our time with stuff that isn't really a priority for us, that isn't really bringing us closer to what we need to be doing. So it's about having boundaries to prevent certain people or certain projects or certain things within our life taking every bit of time we have. Some things need our time, but I think sometimes other people can take more than is theirs, and then we really don't have any time because they can fill our time. I think waiting for the perfect time is also a problem. It can be, because sometimes there's never a perfect time to do something. There's the right time for us, but if you're waiting for everything to be exactly as it should be, that time may not come. I was talking to somebody yesterday saying about my old job. If I'd been so happy with everything where I was, I probably would never have started my business, but I wasn't. And I'd been thinking about starting my business, and in the end I just thought, I'm gonna try, because yeah, it's a risk, but if I'd been really, really happy with the way everything else was going around me, I may not have taken that risk. But sometimes you just need to say, okay, now is the time that I'm gonna do this, and I will make it work somehow. Sometimes you just need to take that leap. But as a, with thinking through, I did think through what I was doing, and I had a contingency plan. Unfortunately, I didn't need the contingency plan, but yeah, sometimes if you wait and wait, that perfect time will never come. So the next thing, number three, is sometimes we need help. Like, we have this idea that we have to do everything alone, and that's not true. Sometimes we need help with something that we don't know how to do. Like, I got some training, I got some help from somebody before I started my podcast because I had never done anything like that before, and I wanted some help. So asking for help, either because you don't know how to do something, or because you want some accountability, like from a friend, or because you just want to do something better than you do at the moment, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. Sometimes that can mean that you need to pay for a service, so it's a budgeting thing as well. And sometimes it can just be somebody who you could do a skills swap with. You can help them in some way and they can help you. So it doesn't always have to be super expensive, especially at the beginning. And the next one, I guess, would be money as well. Sometimes you need, if you have an idea, you need investment. You don't have that investment at the moment. And so before you can think about how you put this plan into action, it's how you get the investment to make it possible to start your new plan. That is another real challenge to starting something new. Sometimes you need to find the money first. Number five, it's a bit the same as number one, but having too many ideas. Like, I had, I'm thinking last year, I had two ideas of things that I wanted to do, and I started them both at the same time. It's a terrible plan, and it didn't work for me either. Two things that were very similar, but they both needed my time, and I couldn't do it. Not because I didn't find the time, but because my heart was in one of them and it wasn't in the other one. So I always wanted to do one of them and to find more time for it and to, invest time and energy in that. And the other one was just getting neglected and abandoned. And in the end, I did abandon it because I said, okay, this isn't working for me. Two new projects right at the same time is not happening, and nothing good is coming of it. So stop one and continue with the other one that makes sense. But sometimes you have to decide, okay, I have these two or three things that I want to do. Which one comes first? Which one is more important to me, or which one am I more passionate about, or which one makes sense right now? Okay, so what number are we on? Number six is about if you're not sure what you want to do, if you can't define what it is that you want to do. I want to do something in the area of, I want to do something around, and that's going to be really hard to figure out how to get there if you're not sure what that end goal is. And that might change, that you might along the way, you might add things or you might change the plan because you know more as you start the journey. But at some point you need to have a goal in mind. Otherwise it's going to be really difficult to make a plan, to see if you need help, to see if you need money. Like initially to identify what that goal is really important. Number seven, I heard this recently on another podcast. It was talking about people who want the outcome but not the work. Like, I don't know, I want to be an amazing cook or to play the guitar like a professional, but I don't actually want to practice or learn how to cook. I just want the recognition and people saying, "Oh, you're amazing." Life doesn't really work like that. And with most things, you can't just get there by wanting the outcomes without putting in some of the work. Number eight is procrastination. So yeah, you know what you want to do, but there's always something that gets in the way. So sometimes that can be our perfectionism. I may be guilty of that. Waiting for something to be absolutely perfect before we actually do it, because we think that I can't launch this, I can't publish this, I can't attend this until I meet all these other criteria. And it's because of our perfectionist that is actually trying to protect us, but at the end of the day is sometimes keeping us from doing the things that would really make us happy, or that we would enjoy, or that would be really good for us, or that at least might not be as scary as we think they are. And I know all about this because I work through this regularly with different things, but it's something to be aware of, because I wouldn't say that I'm a procrastinator, but then when I look at what I don't do because of my perfectionist tendencies, and in some ways that is also wasting time. So there's that. And sometimes we think about procrastination as people just, sitting around not doing very much, but I think there are a lot more elements to it that we don't necessarily consider or think of straight away when we're talking about this. So another one could be research. Like, you spend so long looking into all the information about doing something or how to do something or what 50 different people have said online about, and then sign up for a course about how to do it. So we never get past the researching stage because it's comfortable. Well, we're finding information, and I love finding information. I love having a plan, but at some point you have to say, okay, I have enough to start. I may want to continue doing research and learning, but I have enough to start. And sometimes we can go down that rabbit hole of research or just other things that we find interesting, other things that get our attention and take us away from the main goal of what we're supposed to be doing. And sometimes it is just, finding a million and one things to do because we don't want to take that first step, or the step that is out there in the public, the step that means other people know what we're doing. Okay, so that is the eight things that I wanted to talk about. They're all things that can all feel very justified and they make sense, but that they can all get in the way of our moving on with the new idea we have or the thing that we want to try. Because sometimes you only find out you don't want to do something when you've tried it. You really like give it your best and think, okay, I thought this would be good for me. Actually, it's not what I want, and I know that now because I tried. Or it can go the other way and you start something and you really enjoy it. You find help from places where you never had even and thought that help could come from, through meeting people and the people whom they know. You can sometimes be surprised by the help that comes to you when you take that first step to try something new or to start building something that you've always wanted to do. Sometimes it just takes that first step, and then you get the help that you need from places where you didn't expect it. But ultimately, if you know where you're going, it's easier to get there. And I think sometimes we don't have to know the complete end goal. We may change our ideas on the way, but you have to know what you're aiming for, and then it's easier to make that plan. So that's what I would ask you this September, or whenever you're listening to this podcast. Is there something new that you want to start, that you want to do? Another point about time, I know we've gone through that, but sometimes deadlines, unrealistic deadlines that we set ourselves, can be as much of a problem. Sometimes if nobody's expecting this project to be completed, you can take the time you need, so you don't have to feel that the time constraints are you have to do it by the end of the year, by Christmas. Sometimes things just take longer. But is there something that you want to do, and what will be your first step to getting there? And if you have anything English related, I now have my three programs established. They're on the website. So if you are a translator who uses English as an additional language and you want to be in a group with other translators who want to speak more, I have a group course for that. I have the Discover Your Voice in English program for people who use English as an additional language and who want to feel more like themselves when they're speaking, who want to overcome the barriers to using English in a way that feels really like them. And then there is the consultancy service, which is for trainers and coaches who want to offer their existing programs and courses in English. So if any of those are new things that you want to start, then you're welcome to get in touch with me. And we also have the Conversation Club, which we were talking about last week. And if you're listening to this in September 2024, there's also the podcast survey going on this month and the podcast meetup next month. So I hope that something there has given you an idea, or something you might like to do, or to try, or to start. And if you want to share that, then you can always send me a message at podcast@englishwithkirsty.com. So have a great week and have fun learning English, and I will be back soon with another guest interview next week.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.